This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. India and New Zealand have signed 5 agreements in the fields of defence, education, sports, horticulture and forestry. Both sides also exchanged the Authorised Economic Operator Mutual Recognition Agreement. Two countries announced the launch of negotiations on a free trade agreement and negotiations on an arrangement facilitating the mobility of professionals and skilled workers. New Zealand has joined the Indo-Pacific Oceans Initiative and has become a member of the Coalition for Disaster Resilient Infrastructure. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held talks with his New Zealand counterpart Christopher Luxon in New Delhi yesterday. The discussions covered various aspects of India-New Zealand relations. In his press statement, Mr. Modi said they had detailed discussions on various aspects of the bilateral relationship and both sides decided to strengthen and institutionalize the defense and security partnership. He said that along with joint exercises, training and port visits, a roadmap will be prepared for mutual cooperation in the defence industry. The Prime Minister said that it had been decided to initiate negotiations on a mutually beneficial free trade agreement between the two countries, which will boost the potential for mutual trade and investment. In Maharashtra, tensions between two groups broke out last evening in the Mahal area of central Nagpur. Rumours about the alleged vandalism of religious symbols led to communal tensions between the two groups, resulting in stone pelting and the burning of vehicles by some antisocial mob. Police forces deployed for controlling the riot used tear gas shells and cane charge to disperse the mob in Chitnis Park and Mahal areas. Cyber team searched CCTV footage and police also did the combing operation to arrest about 15 antisocial elements involved in violence clashes. Union Minister Nitin Gadkari and Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis have appealed to the people not to believe in rumours and to maintain peace and harmony. Nagpur Police Commissioner Dr. Ravindra Singhal has imposed Section 144 in the Mahal area of Nagpur to restore law and order. Additional police personnel and a team from SPRF have also been deployed to keep the situation under control. All banks will remain open for transactions on 31st March this year, despite it being a public holiday to provide convenience to taxpayers. In a notification, Reserve Bank said that necessary arrangements have been made to conduct special clearing operations across the country to facilitate the accounting of government receipts and payments in the current financial year itself. Issuing separate instructions to banks, RBI has asked them to keep branches open for over-the-counter transactions on 31st March up to normal working hours. Russia has confirmed that President Vladimir Putin and US President Donald Trump will hold talks today on ending the Ukraine conflict. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov stated that preparations are underway for talks between the two leaders. On Sunday, President Trump announced plans to hold discussion with his Russian counterpart as part of his efforts to end the war in Ukraine. He mentioned that land and power plants would be key topics in the conversation. Two U.S. astronauts stuck for more than 9 months on the International Space Station will return to Earth tonight. In a statement, NASA said that Sunita Williams and Butch Wilmore will be transported home with another American astronaut and a Russian cosmonaut aboard a SpaceX Crew Dragon craft. The stranded duo have been on the ISS since June after the Boeing Starliner spacecraft they were testing on its maiden crewed voyage suffered propulsion issues and was deemed unfit to fly them back to Earth. The International Olympic Committee's IOC has approved the inclusion of boxing in the 2028 Los Angeles Olympics Games. The decision follows the IOC's granting of provisional recognition to world boxing last month, effectively sidelining the International Boxing Association and transferring authority to the new governing body. Welcoming the decision, World Boxing President Boris van der Worst said, "This is a very significant and important decision for Olympic boxing and takes the sport one step closer to being restored to the Olympic program." And that is the end of this news bulletin.